This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I consider myself a lifetime learner, and I love to, like yesterday I talked about, I listened to Craig Carton, the radio personality, talk about his incredible journey that took him to, you know, the top of the top of the media world to prison and back. And I'm just fascinated by people's stories. And, you know, sports and media are two of my biggest passions in life. And you know, I want to welcome in Bryn Tindall and Sam Barrett from Rebellion Group, a Connecticut-based marketing consulting firm. And they do a whole bunch of stuff. And you guys, this Shaping Connecticut's Future, you started this and it's new. Like, how many have you done? Just one? How many have you done?
We did five last year, first year.
Okay.
Yeah. The one we just wrapped up was on AI and cybersecurity.
And that was the first one in 2025?
No, that was the fifth one. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the fourth one in 2024. The first one in 2025 is the one that we're about to have.
In late April.
Yeah,
I'm confused.
AI and cyber is the first one.
Let's talk to the executive producer.
Right, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm losing
the sixth one in the series so far.
Right. Yeah. And then there's another one coming up in late April that I'm going to be a part of. And we'll get to that in a second, and it has to do with like sports and media and content and so on and so forth. But just take a step back for a second, Bryn, and tell me, like, why did you start this?
Yeah, we saw a void in the marketplace, you know, in Connecticut. There was a need to get voices together, you know, and an inclusive play is kind of the way Sam and I refer to it. You know, you see a lot of organizations around the state doing things, but they form little groups and then they sort of cloister it together and do not cross connect. And we saw an opportunity to start to bring people across the state and across industry together to talk, collaborate, just kind of energize and get to know each other. And I would also say, coming on the backside of COVID, you know, I think a lot of people forgot how to get in person. We realized, you know, they kind of, you got stuck in your house and stuck in your way. And you know, there was a, especially when we first started this, people would come up to me and say, oh my God, I haven't been around this many people in so long, right? You know, and so the need to get back out and get in front of people, because at the end of the day, this is still how people do businesses, belly to belly, talking to each other, getting to know each other.
And Sam, like, how, in terms of who goes to these things, I know you have this relationship with Fox 61 where people can consume it that way, but these events, are they for insiders, or can the people listening somehow, beyond just they can watch it, but can they go?
Anyone can go. And I think that's part of that inclusive nature that Bryn's talking about is, you know, we want to open our doors to Connecticut residents, business leaders, you know, anybody who's going to be impacted by the topics and trends that we're talking about. You know, our job is to broker access between the public and thought leaders so that people can walk away a bit more informed about a specific subject. And, you know, there's like Bryn's talking about, like, you know, we want to get people together across the state, and you see, you know, these prototypical conferences out there, which I don't shy away from in terms of criticizing. I think they're boring. I think they're formulaic, and our approach, what we're trying to do is blend fun and functionality. You know, we want people to come and have a drink and network. We want this to be not only a social hub for business leaders in Connecticut, but we do want people to walk away informed.
You know, it's funny because I'm heavily involved with my high school, and we're talking about reunion. We have some real big hitters in my class, and they're like, what do we do for this panel? Do we do an Ignite thing or whatever? And I was like, nobody wants to come to a reunion and look at slides, you know, from a deck, right? Yeah. I mean, and then you even talk about, I can't remember which actor was talking about, like presentations. Like, no one wants to sit through or pre-read 45 minutes worth of slides and so on and so forth. But how do you make it dynamic? Like, what are you trying to do that's different? Like, the socializing part is definitely kind of neat, how mm-hmm. it just brings the temperature down. But how do you make, because I'm going to be involved in one of the presentations, and we'll get an answer here, then take a break, then talk about more specifically about what we're going to talk about at the end of April. I think it's the 24th.
Or 24,
yeah. But how do you make it different?
I think, like, well, one, we make every single event different from the last one. And sometimes that is kind of a detriment to the sanity of the production team, because we're always throwing something new at them. But like specifically, like a really good example is, you know, the Shaping Cast podcast element to it, you know, and this is specific to sports. Like, you know, whenever you after halftime or after the game, you kick it back to the studio for an analysis. You know, we thought it's like, well, after the panel discussion, why don't we kick it back to a roundtable reaction of subject matter experts who are then dissecting what they just heard on stage? And are they validating the arguments that were put forward? Are they dissenting? And it allows for, you know, more diversity of opinion. And it is a new way in which to kind of approach, you know, these kind of events. And I think it's fun. You know, it's the ability to take what's been done in the sporting arena, you know, previously.
Yeah, and it's not stiff, right? No. I mean, it's very fluid and it's conversational if it's done correctly, which I think is, I actually, now that you put it that way, I was like, I kind of want to do that.
Yeah.
And I know I have the option to do that. I know. But we're with Bryn Tindall and Sam Barrett from the Rebellion Group, Shaping Connecticut's Future. And again, you'll be able to access it yourself. It's on April 24th. So what's the topic for the 24th?
Yeah, this one is on sports innovation, and we're sort of coupling that with tourism. And Sam, you want to talk about some of the guests that we have coming?
Yeah, sure. So so we've got three specific discussions, and that's allowed us to have a variety of different speakers. I think we're up to like about 20
or so.
Some odd now. Yeah. You know,
20 some odd
speakers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But we've got some great names, huge names here in Connecticut. You know, Jen Rosati of the Sun. We've got Lynn LaRocca, who's the head of the USGA, the head of marketing. We've got an awesome individual from Bridgeport, Andre Swanson, who's looking to bring an MLS team here to the state.
Are they the ones talking about the new stadium?
Yeah. So,
well, we also have the folks from Hartford Athletic, the gentleman from the Yard Goats,
chairman from Foxwoods,
chairman from Foxwoods Casino. So a pretty
Nathan Grube from the Travelers, who's obviously done a great job that tournament. Without the Travelers, it couldn't happen. And if you talk about like corporate relationships, and Andy Bissett and Nathan Grube are like
Then we've got some other really interesting Connecticut-based sports companies. Like, we have a gentleman here whose company won 12 Olympic medals at the last Paris Olympics. Is cycling technology. They won 12 medals. Got a brand new bat company that's
in the ones in Waterbury. Those guys are amazing.
Yeah, those guys. That's the bat company I'm talking about.
Yeah,
they just moved to Cheshire, and so their bats are in a lot of major league teams.
Well, then that they're an undertold story too. Yeah, like people don't know they're even here.
There's tons of like Steve Wasik of Victory. Yeah. You know, Tater, like Harrison McCree.
Tater, that's the name.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah,
he has that company, Princeton Carbon Works. That, you know, they produce the most technologically efficient wheels for cycles in the world. And like Bryn said, they've won 12 gold medals. And like, there's these stories about people and like building things here in Connecticut that nobody knows about. And like, that's one of the things like we want to do, is like, we want to bring some of these marquee names, right?
Yeah.
But it's not just about like the captains of industry. We want to be able to build a platform that allows companies like Tater, like Victory, like Princeton Carbon Works to have a place at the table so that they themselves can develop and grow their own brands. And that's just a benefit for everybody in the
country. Got a fellow Amherst alum coming in from Texas, Jack Betts. He is one of the leaders in the NIL space. you know, in terms of helping young athletes, you know, get access to funds and stuff. So he's like an agent. He's very cool. You know, but I think he graduated a couple of years ago. He's going to make us feel a little older.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I have such a mixed feeling about it. I want the athletes to make money, but I think it's also like really jeopardizing the game. But that's either way, whether you agree or disagree or like
just
or don't like, just the conversations and bringing brands. Maybe these companies don't like Tater, like in certain circles, is a huge thing. Yeah. And maybe they're having trouble maximizing their marketing potential and so on and so forth. You know, we're talking with Bryn Tindall and Sam Barrett from Rebellion Group here on Brian & Company. April 24th is their next Shaping Connecticut's Future. And just quickly before I ask the next question, where can people find out more information about it if they either want to watch it streaming on Fox 61 Plus or go there?
Yeah, if they just for now, just go to shapingctsfuture.com. And everything that we just got done talking about is spelled out in pretty good detail. And then from the Fox 61 point of view.
Yeah, you can download the Fox 61 Plus app if you just go, if you just Google Fox 61 Plus and you can download.
So there you have like 20 something people, and Rosati's phenomenal. Yeah. We had her in studio a couple of weeks ago, and she's just so great, and I feel kind of bad for her because I think they were going to try to get AZ Fudd in the draft, and they're not going to get it going back to UConn. But you're breaking it up into three different panels,
yeah,
and then the podcast on the side, which the concept I actually really – I would love that because you'll broadcast it out but also broadcast it to the people who are there. What are the three panels?
Yeah, so the first one is that discussion which you'll be moderating, which Woo-hoo! Is you know, what is the influence of technology and innovation on the way that people are consuming sports in the media? The second one is on workforce development and fan engagement. And, you know, that's going to center around, you know, not only, you know, the infrastructure associated with being able to build a sports business here, but also I think there's the technology that influences the way that people are engaging. I think like the NIL is an interesting thing, you know, sports betting. And the final discussion is on the role of clubs and rights holders and teams when it comes to community development. You know, these teams represent connective tissue to the cities and the communities that they reside in. So how can these teams and these brands build the best mechanisms possible to reinforce that engagement with the community? So,
well, you have a dynamic range because, and I know this well, like the yard, we say all the time, where would Hartford be? It's bad as Hartford is, where would they be without the Yard Goats? And like the Athletic are trying to sort of make inroads, but they're great within the Latino community or and what have you, that other teams have been able to tap. And the Wolfpack, just as a hardcore hockey fan, which would say it's like, I'm a hockey guy, but like it's like a minority on its own, loyal, small, and you know, maybe they're trying to expand it. There's a lot of different options on that. So that's really fascinating to me, and I think that what's interesting is that, you know, minor league teams like the ones we have in Connecticut, they have major league ambitions, but they don't often have the same resources, right? And I mean, some of the pro teams, the major pro teams on social media or the way they put their content out there are really great and cutting edge, but we don't maybe have the same resources here in Connecticut, and you got to find a way to innovate even if you don't have the same resources.
And I think it's interesting, like using Hartford as an example, you know, I think there's so much more optimism now about the city as a whole, right, in terms of what can be accomplished. And
the state of Connecticut.
Yeah, the state of Connecticut.
It's not just Hartford.
No, I was just trying to use that as an example, but it's like it's almost like a rising tides lifts all boats thing, because when you think about the role of sports teams within the city of Hartford specifically, right? You also have to think about that intersection between sports and hospitality, right? Because if the Yard Goats are succeeding, then that means the restaurants, the bars, the hotels.
There's a knock-on effect.
There is. Yeah. And if there's that kind of collaboration and there's that conversation that can happen with, hey, how do we as the Yard Goats, for example, you know, best generate these community development or community engagement strategies.
I think all of that comes back to your question of, you know, I and we have been focused on trying to put a bit of a bounce back in Connecticut's step, right? You know, this is not one of the states that, especially the residents, view itself as cool, and that needs to change, right? And when people, and I'm not talking about just in the state, see us producing events like this and getting people together like this, you know, the people that are coming to these things and are looking here spill over our borders too. Like they're coming up from New York, they're coming down from Massachusetts. We want people to look at what's happening here as a new model, right? And of Connecticut working together to accomplish great things. And, you know, I think the focus here is that people start saying, damn, I'm from Connecticut. Yeah. Yeah, you know, we can do it, yeah. Right? And we're trying little by little, and it's just a little piece at a time. But to your point about feeling a shift in the narrative, there is a real shift in the narrative. And I think Anthony and Paul Lavoie and that whole group has done a really good job of sort of leading the charge and trying to get everyone driving in the same direction.
Yeah. It's an effort. I mean, it's you're fighting. I mean, in my ESPN days, I mean, the perception was horrible for young people, great for parents. You know, that was Connecticut. Yeah. And but I do love it here. So, I mean, I think that it's a fascinating challenge. We got to run again, April 24th. If you just Google Rebellion Group or Shaping Connecticut's Future, it'll take you to the right places. If you want to go there, that's one thing. They might even have to expand it beyond your offices to another venue. We'll see how that goes. And if you want to just consume it on Fox 61 Plus, you can do that as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Brian. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Bryn Tindall and Sam Barrett from Rebellion Group. Let's